Patty, this is your elder sister, Nova. Aren't you glad to hear my voice? That what you hear in the background is your little sister. It's really a chopping, chop, chop away. I know you'll be thrilled to death to hear us all tonight. We just listened to you talk a little bit ago and just got all teary. Had to shut it off occasionally. I can't get over this, just shutting it down. You sounded just fine, perfectly normal, a little low maybe, a little hesitant on your speaking, just as I'm sure I am too.
In other words, you were a flock boy.
Oh no, we thoroughly enjoyed it. It's good to hear your voice again. I sure appreciated all of those nice things you said say about taking it over to Nova and Dove and let them record. Not once did I hear my name in there. Take it to Don and Helen, take it to Gail and John. Blah, 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 but not the big sister and her husband and family. Appreciate that, little brother. Well, I just went off and left poor old Dove and the kids tonight. Danny kind of had a cold, and she and Suzanne went out home with the Allens to spend the night. I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without Connie and Bryce to take care of my kids. I think I'll just pick up their clothes and move them out there. And they wouldn't mind at all, I don't guess. They've had to work at the concession stand at the ball game tonight. And by the way, we won the ball game, and I guess that means we won district. I'm thrilled to death. We beat Petersburg 20-7, I believe. And poor old Tommy, I know he's just sick. I'm sure he and Janelle probably were over there tonight. Oh, if I don't feel like the woman of leisure, just go off and leave my family. Dub just was so tickled at me tonight, getting off, he didn't know what to do. He said I wouldn't go and spoil your fun for anything. I told him he'd be lonesome tonight, though, about 12. And he got in, got all cold and everything. Well, I don't think I've written to you and told you that John and Barbara Brown are moving into Amarillo. Well, yeah, I may have too. We haven't heard any more from them. I suppose maybe they might be in Amarillo this weekend looking for a house. I hope so. We'll enjoy visiting with them again. Well, we got your letter yesterday, too. I was thrilled to death to get it. And my, what a handsome picture. I've just run around in my hand with my arms stuck out to everybody that'll look. Took it to study club this morning while you thought you were my husband and just the handsomest thing ever was. Must be a little connection there some way. I don't know what. What's your problem? You sure don't write very often. I just write so faithfully, I think, here. We had a candy demonstration in study club yesterday morning, and I thought every time I tasted of one of those pieces of candy how you'd enjoy it. I'll try to get around and make you some, send it. I'm glad you enjoyed the cookies. I enjoyed making them, and yes, you've eaten that candy too, but maybe you haven't ever eaten it that way. Normally I put chocolate on it, on the top and the bottom, and you eat it like that, but I was afraid maybe the chocolate might melt. I may try it the next time though and go ahead and put the chocolate on. Well, as I just turned this back to listen to my conversation, it just doesn't even sound like me, like I think I ought to sound. I sound kind of like I've got a mouthful of mush or something like that, and sure need a snort of NTZ or something. Well, I told Sandy a while ago, I noticed in the paper earlier this week that Gibson's had it listed for 83 cents or 86 cents a bottle. I told her if I'd been down there, I'd bought us a case. I know you're interested in little tidbits like that. Oh, you wouldn't know your little niece. I tell you, she's the smartest kid you ever saw. There's not too many two-year-olds that can count up to 10 and can say their ABCs before they're 10 years old. I know good and well that all of our kids were the smartest things. That is, until they started to school, and we sure found out different there. Suzanne had an English test today, and she made 47 on it. I was upset with her. I didn't know what to do. Yeah, Terry sounds just like her. Well, I visited with a teacher later this afternoon, and she said that she talked with all the kids and made sure that they understood it and that they would give it over. She'd give it over again Monday. And Susie said, yes, she understood it, and she'd sure make 100. Ha, 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 ha. Doug or Daryl had company this afternoon. Two little boys came home with him, and they got out and played football all afternoon. Their daddy got out, and he had to kick a few. They think it's grand when daddy gets out. Oh, but we did enjoy your letter. I'm glad you could sit down finally and write. I just run to the mailbox every day and have been doing that, you understand, now for about the last 3 weeks, very faithfully. But no letter. That Reagan, you wouldn't know him. He's just grown so. He's walking. He'll be a year old the 5th of December. And they've had to put a brace on his, or he has to wear shoes with this brace on it all night long. But looks like his little legs are better. And of course, Carolyn is so conscious of it, she thinks it's terrible. But I'm sure he'll get along fine. Won't have to wear it too much longer. Well, for Rye, I can't think of anything else right now. So I'll sign off for a while. Maybe later I'll talk a little. It's kind of hard to get your thoughts collected to say too terribly much. You know, I can't go all these lovey things to you. Now, your wife can do that, but not me. Oh, Dub came into Plainview yesterday, and we were up here too another day. Well, I think I'd mention to you that we saw Mother and Dad and Liz and Sandy and Terry. Well, he's come up just to kind of put his name in the pot or let the bankers know that he is available if there's anything that comes up here. I don't really think there's too much future for Dub in the bank there at Crosbyton other than just to be what he is now. Looks like Joe's pretty well satisfied. Oh, but I think it would be real nice to get into Plainview. So you never can tell. Now, that's just between you and us. That's not for anybody else. Mother and Dad know it, I guess. But that's all. Well, I'm looking forward to this day tomorrow in Amarillo. In fact, I just can't hardly wait. Didn't sleep last night. Oh, Dub gave me some money. I can't hardly wait to spend that money.
That dime.
Well, I'll sign off again now. We'll see you later.
Hi, Elsie. This is your little sister talking to you. Nova says to tell you that she's talking about Dana, her 2-year-old, and not her 10-year-old daughter. Most everybody can do that by the time they're 10, she says. Well, I guess you know by now that I had a wreck last Monday. Of course, as usual, it didn't damage my car, except it all scraped the bumper up a little bit. But I wasn't watching where I was going the first time. I had not looked behind me when I was backing out, but I made a illegal backing up process and didn't look behind me because I was talking to this girl that was with me. And I ran right smack in